Hey everyone, and welcome back to Simplified Spaces, where organizing meets everyday joy. Today's episode is titled The Toy Adventure, Finding What Truly Sparks Joy. And yes, it's as fun as it sounds. Let's be honest, when it comes to kids and toys, it's a battlefield. One moment, that talking dinosaur is their best friend, and the next, it's buried under a mountain of forgotten puzzles and Legos. But here's the thing, tidying doesn't have to be about losing things. It can actually be an adventure, a treasure hunt, a moment where children rediscover what they truly love. And that's what today's episode is all about, helping kids find the joy in sorting, not the guilt in letting go. Here's a fun fact. According to a study by the University of Toledo, kids who have fewer toys actually play longer and more creatively than the kids with overflowing toy boxes. Why? Because when there's less clutter, there's more clarity, and imagination gets room to breathe. So instead of telling your child, we need to declutter your toys, try saying, let's go on a toy adventure to find our treasures. See the difference? One feels like a task, the other feels like a game. Let's walk through a simple three-step toy adventure you can try at home this weekend. Lay out all the toys on a mat or the floor. Yes, all of them. Tell your child. Today, we're going on a treasure hunt. We're going to find which toys make your heart the happiest. Give them small sticky notes or colored dots. Gold for love it, silver for sometimes play with it, and blue for maybe it's time for a new home. The goal here isn't to judge, it's to observe. Watch how your child reacts. You'll be surprised how clearly they can tell what really matters to them. Next, find the story behind each toy. Once your child has picked their treasures, ask them to tell you why. Maybe that ragged teddy isn't played with anymore, but it was the first toy grandma gave them. That means it's not just a toy, it's a memory. Help them create a memory box, a small bin where these special pieces live, instead of mixing them with daily play items. This helps kids learn that sentimental value is different from daily utility. It's a small but powerful life lesson in emotional intelligence. Next, the giving game. Now comes the fun finale. For the toys that didn't make the treasure, for the toys that didn't make it to the treasure list, tell your child, every toy has magic. Maybe another child needs that magic now. Let them choose which toys to donate. You can even visit a local charity together so they see their toy finding a new. That visual of sharing and giving teaches empathy better than any lecture ever could. And guess what? Kids who participate in giving tend to become more mindful consumers as adults. They understand value, care, and gratitude early on. Here's a quick success story. I once worked with a family whose 6-year-old had over 200 toys. Yes, 200. We did this toy adventure, and guess what? He chose to keep only 45. When we finished, he looked at his shelf and said, "Now I can see all my favorites." That right there is the heart of organizing. Not less for the sake of less, but space for what truly matters. So parents, remember, this isn't just about tidying toys. It's about teaching children how to make decisions, how to cherish what they love, and how to let go with gratitude. When we make decluttering feel like a treasure hunt instead of a lecture, we give kids something far greater than an organized room. We're giving them clarity, confidence, and compassion. So next time you step into a playroom that looks like a mini toy explosion, take a deep breath and smile, because hidden in that pile are not just toys, but tiny lessons waiting to be found. Thank you for joining me today on Simplified Spaces. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow and share it with a fellow parent who could use a little organizing inspiration. Until next time, happy organizing, and may every toy you keep truly spark joy.